an empty NHL rink.
Very weird. You know, we all used to playing in front of, you know, full crowds and stuff, and to have no fans at the rink, it would be, you know, it would be weird, like you said.
Would it change anything for a player other than just not having either the support or maybe not the support? How would it change the game for a player?
I don't think the game would change. It'd just be a different atmosphere. You know, on the home games, you feed off of your crowd and crowd noise. Without having that, I guess there would be no advantage of playing home or away.
Dimitri, the other night, Paul Maurice was talking about how he's really leaned on your pairing as a matchup pairing. Sometimes that can throw the rhythm of your line changes even a little bit off as you're waiting for your match to come out. I'm wondering, how does that change life for you as a player?
It's been like that at times. You know, you're waiting for your shift, and then all of a sudden they don't put their top line on the ice, so you're kind of missing your shift and, you know, going out there later. So that's kind of happened a few times. But other than that, I think, you know, just our responsibility to, you know, provide that steadiness on the back end and playing against top lines and, you know, really just have some have confidence. Sorry. So the coaches would have confidence in us, you know, putting us against top lines and believing that we can do the job.
I guess no matter whether there's McDavid in your life or Draisaitl in your life, you have a very tough job to do tonight. Does your defending style change depending on which one of those guys that you might see?
They're both kind of unique players, but I would say they're totally different from each other. You know, with McDavid, you know, he's got unbelievable speed, and you always have to you know, be aware of that. And Draisaitl is the kind of guy that creates space for himself, for his partners, and he can find his wingers really well. So it's just limiting his time and space, and don't let him make the plays.
Last one for me on the topic of those two guys. What makes that power play so effective? I think that was one of the killers last time against these guys.
I don't know. They've got so many guys that can put the puck in the net, and once they get in the zone, they can make plays and stuff like that. We just, you know, our best chance is to not let him get set up in the zone and be aggressive whenever we can. Just try to keep the pucks on the wall and, you know, kill the time that way.